In this bulletin, the European Union defends Italy's decision to block a large shipment of the AstraZeneca vaccine to Australia. Labor welcomes a review into workplace culture in Parliament. And in sport, Roger Federer pumped to return to competitive tennis in Qatar next week. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. The European Union has defended Italy's decision to block a large shipment of the AstraZeneca vaccine to Australia. The EU says the decision was not targeting Australia, but had been taken to ensure that the drug manufacturer delivers on doses committed to EU countries. Italy's Foreign Minister Luigi Di Maio says that the decision to withhold the 250,000 doses was to combat a rise in the nation's infections. EU Commissioner Thierry Breton says drug manufacturers must fulfil their commitments to European citizens first.
So if a company is late in its obligation versus us in Europe, we need to have the tool to correct this. This is what is this tool about.
Labor has welcomed a review into workplace culture following rape allegations. Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins will lead the review, with interim findings delivered in July. Former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins triggered the inquiry after she went public with sexual assault allegations against a former male colleague. Labor Senator Katie Gallagher says the Prime Minister has responsibility to action any findings when they're delivered.
The sense we have in the environment we're in at the moment, the last 2 to 3 weeks, you can feel the expectation of the rest of Australia that we make this workplace the best it can be. There is a zero tolerance for parliamentarians working in an environment where some staff clearly have issues about their wellbeing and safety. It needs to be cleaned up, it needs to be fixed, we need to all commit to doing so.
The Victorian government says it's concerned about reports nurses have been working across multiple quarantine hotels in breach of state government rules. A whistleblower has told The Age that private contractor Healthcare Australia had asked nurses to work shifts across 9 hotels last month. Victoria's Transport Minister Ben Carroll says the matter will be investigated.
We know firsthand that one of the primary reasons we have hotel quarantine and the strictest guidelines in place is that people work for the one facility and not across. So it is concerning, but I'm very happy to know that it's being followed up.
Victoria has gone another day without any new locally acquired cases. An airline crew member in quarantine has tested positive. New South Wales has recorded no new locally acquired cases for the 48th consecutive day. 3 new cases were acquired overseas. There were more than 11,500 tests in the past 24 hours. Tear gas has been used against anti-coup protesters in Myanmar. The gas was used to disperse the demonstrators on the streets of Yangon. The anti-coup protests are continuing in Myanmar in the face of violence from the military, which has seen at least 50 people killed in the past week. Canada's drug regulator has approved the single-dose Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. The country had already approved the Pfizer, Moderna and Oxford AstraZeneca vaccines. Canada is aiming to have 36.5 million doses of various vaccines delivered by the end of June. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the latest approval will help speed up the program of vaccinating its population of 38 million people.
As with all of the other vaccines we have secured, we're working to get doses to Canadians as quickly as possible. Canada has an agreement with Johnson & Johnson for 10 million doses of this Janssen vaccine between now and September.
In tennis, former world number one Roger Federer says he's pumped to return to competitive tennis in the Qatar Open next week. The 20-time Grand Slam champion hasn't played a tournament since his Australian Open semi-final exit against Novak Djokovic. Federer has undergone two knee surgeries since then.
I can tell you I'm very excited, and it's been a long and hard road. I know I'm not at the finish line yet, but I feel like I'm in a good place. I've been practicing very well and just really pumped up.
Well, now tomorrow's weather, partly cloudy in Perth, 29 degrees. Similar conditions in Adelaide, a top of 29. Mostly sunny for Melbourne, 27. Hobart, partly cloudy, 21. Similar for Canberra, with a top of 27 degrees. Also partly cloudy in Wollongong, 24. Similar in Sydney, 27. Much the same in Newcastle, 26. A shower or two forecast for Brisbane, 28. Cairns, similar conditions and 31 degrees. And Darwin, a shower or two, a possible storm and 33. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.